His name is John C. We do not care.
Hey everybody! Hey everybody! It is me, yeah boy. Nobody got time for that, Stu McAllister. With me, as always, are the dogs. I got both Ween Dog and Sadie Dog next to me on the couch. I put Sadie Dog under the blanket. When she's under the blanket, it's like she's paralyzed. She can't move. So it's a good spot for her. Good spot for her. No idea where the cats are. Larry Cat was on top of the dog cage. He ran away. I don't know where the fuck he went. Probably upstairs shitting on my bed. Ain't nobody got time for that. Bruh. But how was your day, everybody? How was your day? Was it good? Was it fun? Was it exciting? Oh, my God. Oh, my God, Becky. I hope it was. Why? Because today is Thursday. March 21st, 2024. Hopefully it was a good day at work, good day at school, good day doing whatever the fuck you do on a motherfucking Thursday. If it wasn't good, have a beer, go to bed, wake up, tomorrow's Friday. Oh, excuse me, dear God. That's what I did, everybody. I cracked open a beer. That's what you heard me cracking. And that wasn't my first beer, everybody. Maybe it wasn't my second. Maybe. But probably. It was probably my second beer. If you're new to the podcast, I'm Stu McAllister. I'm the host. I was a comedian for a long time, social worker for a longer time. And now I just make mistakes. Make a lot of mistakes. But before we get into mistakes, I didn't make some mistakes. Last night, I watched, after I did the Patreon. If you guys don't know about the Patreon, consider subscribing. If you're brand new to the podcast, this is your first time listening, you're like, oh my God, this guy's trying to sell me his Patreon. I haven't even listened to the freebie yet, and he's trying to get me to sign up for the goddamn Patreon. Yep, sure I am. The Patreon's paywall, just $5 a month, gets you more. More, that's it. Is it better? No. Is it longer? It's the same. It's the same. The podcast is the same. It's just more. Yeah, the freebies are Mondays and Thursdays. Patreon episodes pretty much every other day of the week. So I'm doing a live podcast for the 1,000th Patreon episode. They're probably, I mean, I'm completely aware that there's a lot of podcasts out there that have way more episodes than mine. But I do have coming up on 1,000 Patreon. And I think I did over 980 freebies. Plus, I got the old Studio 1534 episodes. I don't know how many of those I did, but they're out there as well, too. So I figure that's easily 2,000 episodes. It's pretty good. That's all right. But we're doing a live podcast on Saturday, April 13th, northwest side of Grand Rapids. The information's out there. It's on Facebook. It's on Twitter. Fuck, just fucking come. It's free. It's free. We'll have some fun. But anyway, after I did the Patreon, I wanted to watch some before I went to bed. And I'm just like looking up shit. And I came across a documentary on Stormy Daniels. Good old Stormy Warmy Daniels. She is the porn star who had sex with Donald Trump, and then he gave her hush money, and it became this huge fucking thing. And it didn't do anything. He still got elected president because there's a lot of dumb fucking idiots in this country. So I'm watching the documentary, though, on her. A part of it is a guy that I know, he was like an executive producer on it. Very weird. So I'm watching it. I don't know if you guys know the backstory. She was a Stormy Daniels young lady from Louisiana. And had a rough childhood. And as apparently what can happen if you have a rough childhood and are sexually abused, you end up in porn. Particularly if you're not that bad looking. And you get big boobs, which she paid for. She paid for her boobs. Good for her. They're hers. She paid for. And along the way, apparently she had an encounter with Donald Trump. And he seemingly, it sounds like, as I'm watching this and I'm hearing her describe the situation, the scenario, the actions, It sounds like he raped her to me. Now, she never said no. She goes, yeah, I never said no, but I didn't want it to happen. I'm like, at no point did she ever say yes. Yes, Donald Trump, bang me with your 2-inch pecker that you can barely get in because of your fucking gut. I'm always amazed when people defend Donald Trump on, like, his physique, like he's in good shape. Listen, everybody, you need glasses if you think Donald Trump's in good shape. He is not. He's what's known as a fat fuck. He's not in good shape. Don't tell me he is. Just admit that he's not in good shape. Trust me, there's a lot of Americans who are not in good shape. Don't try to tell me someone in bad shape is in good shape. If he's in good shape, I'm a fucking Mr. Olympia. That's all I'm going to say about that. But I'm watching it, and they're doing a documentary, and she's doing like her stripping tour. It's all just weird. She's going around the country to strip clubs and performing, and she apparently some nights was making like 20 grand a night. And I'm like, fucking hell. Why was I not born with big boobs? So it's just, whatever. She's married. She's been married 3 times. Her new husband, I think his name was Glenn, is like a drummer in a band. First off, you never marry the drummer. Jesus Christ. The drummers are the guys who got the most emotional problems. So she married this guy. They had a child. He seems like a bit of a fucking idiot to me, to be honest. He's got, for me, this is me being judgmental. A lot of this podcast is me being judgmental, right? If you don't want the host to be judgmental, you have listened to the wrong podcast. This is all I got. This guy's got gauges in his ears, so he's got big fucking flappy holes in his ears. And he's got like neck tattoos, and he's got like a dumb fucking haircut that probably would have been approved by the Hitler youth movement. He's just a douchebag looking fuck, whatever. But he's all trying to be like fucking Mr. naive about shit. Oh, I didn't know she was a huge porno star. Whatever. You know, this, that, whatever. Maybe he wasn't, but he definitely fits the persona of a dude who would have been in porn himself. And apparently down the line, Stormy had a coming to Jesus moment, apparently, and was like, I can't continue to do porn. If I'm married to you, I only want to do porn with you. So this guy, her husband, was like, well, I guess we're doing porn movies. So apparently he did porn movies. But then he was complaining about how his dick's not as big as everybody else. He's been railing his wife. And I'm like, fucking get over yourself, dude. You're the one who married the porn star. Fucking hell, man. Just, it was all very, like, the whole thing with him and her, I'm just like, get over yourself. And they made it out to be kind of like, not necessarily like a fairy tale marriage and all that, but that it was relatively good, I guess. They were living in, I think, Dallas. They had a nice house in Dallas in the suburbs, and apparently nobody knew that she was a porno star, whatever. She's the bread maker, too. Clearly, if you're making 20 grand a fucking night, you're probably the bread winner in the household. So the dad, this Glenn character, just kind of became like the house husband, I guess. He's watching the kid. She's going out on tour. She's stripping everywhere. So, you know, again, whatever. Hey, you're making your money. It's all completely legal. Fucking have at it, lady. Have the fuck at it. And they're doing the documentary, and they're talking about the hush money and how she was coming forward and how she was getting paid. And she was fearful for her life because a lot of Trump fans are fucking lunatics, clearly. Gun-toting fucking rejects. She was fearful for her life. So she was gone a whole lot because she was like, if I come home, the media is going to be there and fucking lunatics might show up. Because she said she got approached in like a parking garage with her daughter. And some guy was like, if you don't da-da-da-da-da, then we're going to ha-da-ha-da-ha. I'm like, oh my God, you're going to ha-da-ha-da-ha? And the guy was like, yep. So just kind of weird. So this guy's, he's doing this documentary on her as well. You know, kind of filming the whole thing because she was like on all these talk shows. She was on 60 Minutes. She was on Saturday Night Live. She has become kind of like this figurehead in the Me Too movement. And it's all kind of funny, too, because a lot of people saw her as being like this leader for the liberal movement. And she comes right out and says, yeah, no, I'm a registered Republican. I'm fairly conservative, even though I'm a fucking porn star and I suck cocks for money. I'm like, all right, whatever, lady, have at it. So, but during the whole thing, I will tell you this. I did not finish it because I was starting to fall asleep. I was tired as fuck, so I just stopped and went to bed. But during this, apparently she started having a fucking a relationship with the guy doing the documentary. I'm like, oh my God. How shitty is the guy doing the documentary that he has now inserted himself literally into the story in the vagina? Because then the Glenn guy, the husband, apparently he somehow figures it out. I don't know if she told him or what, but he figures it out. So now he's in the process of getting a divorce. Now, clearly this is all old news because this was all happening when did Trump get elected? It wasn't 2000, 2016. So somewhere between 2016 and 18, all this shit was getting filmed. All ridiculous. It's on Peacock if you want to watch it. I'll probably finish it tonight. I'll finish it after this Patreon. But I love it. Would I go pay to see fucking Stormy Daniels at a strip club near me? No, I wouldn't. But there's plenty of people who would. I mean, she's fucking, she's in her 40s. Now, I'm not saying she's bad looking for in her 40s, but I don't know. Do you go to the strip club to see a fucking 40-year-old mom dance? The answer is probably no. You probably don't. Whatever. So what I did watch while I was looking up shit to talk about for this podcast, which I more often seemingly don't ever talk about, I just find it. And then I end up rambling way too fucking long. I watched the new Roadhouse on Amazon Prime. Now, I will tell you guys this. I did not feel that there was a need to remake this movie. There was no need to remake the Patrick Swayze classic Roadhouse, right? That movie came out in 1989. Now, I don't think that I saw it in the movie theater. I don't think I did. When I was looking at the history, apparently it was another movie that got kind of panned, got bad reviews when it came out. It was sort of like It's a Wonderful Life. But then it kind of became a cult classic, and I've seen it several times. I think I actually own it on DVD. It's a fucking classic, right? You just fucking love Patrick Swayze as Dalton. He goes down to this fucking honky-tonk type bar, and he just kind of cleans it up, and he's dealing with the badass evil guy who tries to fucking run the town. Was it cheesy? Sure. Was it fun? Absolutely. This new movie with Jake Gyllenhaal, who plays the Dalton character, it just doesn't have the same feel, everybody. It just doesn't. The story's a little different, but they could have just made this a different fucking movie. They didn't have to call it Roadhouse. They didn't have to use the Dalton name. Like, nothing else was really the same, other than he goes down to a bar that's getting the shit kicked out of it, and then he goes down to save it because there's a bad guy, right? So, I mean, the premise is similar, but the majority of it's different. There was a big hullabaloo, too, about how, I guess apparently, I don't know if it was the director or the producer, but somebody involved with the movie was like, I thought this was going to go into theaters first, and then it would be released on Amazon Prime. And so they're all like, oh my God, da 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 da. And I'm going to tell you guys, Amazon made the right decision. They made the right decision by not releasing it in theaters, by just having it being streaming. It was not good. Now, if you want to see it, and you don't want to hear my review of it, fucking feel free to skip ahead. I don't give a shit. I didn't give it. I saw previews for it, and it didn't look good. It just didn't. I like Jake Gyllenhaal. There was really nobody else in the movie that you would know other than the bad character. But the bad character was Conor McGregor, the MMA fighter, who's not an actor. He's just in it because he was a fucking fighter. And he's the big old baddie. Now, it's funny to me, because Conor McGregor, he looks all sorts of jacked. Like, clearly he's on the juice, right? A guy his age shouldn't be that fucking jacked. But he is. And he's the big old baddie. But I'm like going, fucking Conor McGregor is not a big dude, right? So when I look, Conor McGregor is 5'8". And on the Wikipedia, it was saying he was 150 pounds. Now, I don't know about you. When I walk into a room, I don't look at a 5'8" guy and go, oh my God, that guy's a badass. Oh my God. You see that little short shit over there? Oh, fuck. He's going to fuck everybody up. Now, like I said, he probably was on the juice and he jacked up for the movie. But there's only so much weight you can put on a 5'8" frame. So he probably was 5'8", 170 pounds. That's it. Now, could Conor McGregor kick my ass? Absolutely. I'm not going to deny that. But I'll be laughing at him. I'll be like, oh my God, there's a midget kicking my ass. How is this happening? I'm just laughing about it. So then I looked up Jake Gyllenhaal's height, because in the movie they were supposed to be looking each other in the eye. In fact, Jake Gyllenhaal's 6 feet tall. So he's 4 inches taller. I don't know, just weird. And he's all jacked as fuck too. And Jake Gyllenhaal, he's 43. You can't tell me that Jake Gyllenhaal did all that shit naturally. Maybe, but I doubt it. I fucking doubt it. So the story goes along. Now, part of the reason why I liked the original was Patrick Swayze did have a relationship with his co-workers, the other bouncers. Like, he recruits the other bouncers, and he kind of fucking teaches them. And then he has this relationship with a lady who was a doctor in town. And so there's some relationship shit. Was it kind of cheesy? Absolutely. Particularly the shit with the doctor, the female doctor. But, you know, you liked it. You liked it. There was really none of that in this one. There sort of was like a weird relationship with a female doctor as well. But I'm just like, I didn't buy it. I wasn't buying it. So on the whole, I don't know. I'd give it a one knuckle up my butt, one knuckle on my thumb up my butt. That's about it. I'd tell you to not watch it. But go watch it. If you feel the need to watch it, go watch it and then tell me what you think. So again, I love the original. And I do love Jake Gyllenhaal for the most part, but that movie was fucking atrocious. So hopefully I saved you like 90 plus minutes of your life. But you go and watch it and you tell me. If you think I'm wrong, tell me I'm wrong. I don't care. I like it. I have opinions, and clearly I feel a certain way about shit, and that movie was shit. It was shit. It was fucking shit. Now, speaking of shit, longtime listeners and followers of the podcast know that I'm back on some dating apps. And let me tell you, they're all fucking atrocious, okay? I'm on one where I have gotten more feedback from the dating app than I have from people because I keep reporting fake apps. Plenty of fish. No one is getting catfished, but all of these fucking sites are all like, go to bjqueen.com. I'm like, excuse me, if I do not go to bjqueen.com, I will pass, right? But I just look at the profiles, and I saw a profile today that just, it got me mad. It got me mad when I looked at it, so I fucking screenshot it, and then I commented on it. And I took the lady's name out, and I took where she lived out, because it doesn't matter. But I was just pissed, because I'm like, this is an awful ad, all right, or awful profile, awful dating profile. I'm going to read it to you, and then I'm going to tell you why I didn't fucking like it. All right, here we go. She goes up, this right off the bat. I work hard. I totally love food, sports, family time, and fun. And then she's got a smiling emoji. And then she goes, professional parallel parker, self-proclaimed comedian, can cook and clean well, followed by like a laughing, crying emoji. And I'm not sure why she put that. Then she wrote, pretty please be at least 33 years of age. And if I remember correctly, she was 44 and had a credit score of 720 or higher. One more thing, LOL. If you have two or more younger children, just know, my two are grown and well-established. I like my freedom, and I need extra attention. Oh, my God. Now, I have said that dating profiles are for you to sell yourself, right? You're selling who you are to somebody. Like, this is why you would want to date me, right? Like, if you're a used car salesman, you're like, you want to buy this hunk of junk because of X, Y, and Z. Oh my God, the AC still works. It's only got 120,000 miles on it. It's got power steering. It's got a tape deck. Oh my God, you'll love it. Give me $1,000. You'll love it, right? You tell me all the fucking good features about it. This is why I'd want it. This fucking bitch didn't tell you any reason why I'd want to date her. She gave me lots of reasons why I wouldn't want to date her. Right? Am I wrong? Like, right off the bat, when she says she works hard, I'm like, who doesn't say they work hard? No one on their dating app has ever said, I'm a lazy piece of shit. I'm just going to sit on the couch all day. Fuck, I'm not getting out of my pajamas. As a matter of fact, I don't even go to the bathroom. I got a piss jug right here next to me. Go fuck yourself. It's dumb. It's stupid. I work hard. Eat ass. And then when she's saying the things that she loves, I love food and fun. Who doesn't? Who doesn't love food and who doesn't love having fun? That's stupid. You're being dumb, lady. Stop with this shit. You might as well have just said that you love fucking breathing, too. I love oxygen. It is my favorite. And then when she said that she called herself, what, a parallel parker, professional parallel parker? Who gives a fuck? No one parallel parks. They have designed parking now that you come in at things diagonally. Like, and so much of street parking's fucking gone. And even if you are good, fuck, who gives a shit? That's telling me that you're fucking old. Old people can parallel park. You know why I know that? Because I'm old and I can parallel park. And I'm understanding, everybody, that she attempted, this was her attempt at humor. It fucking failed. Because then when she goes, I'm a self-proclaimed comedian. Anyone who self-proclaims themselves as a comedian is not funny. No one thinks they're funny. They're shit. Now, why on... This is the part that really irked me. Well, the rest of it, I'm just like, okay, you're a shallow coos. You're a shallow, shallow fucking coos. But then when she's talking about a credit score... Lady, we haven't even had fucking coffee yet. You haven't even sucked my dick yet. And we're going to talk about credit scores? Fuck you. Right? What does that tell you? What's important to her when she's asking about a credit card? Right? And I'm going to tell you this, everybody. Oh, her credit 720 is too fucking high for you, Stu? Is that why you didn't like it? Listen, that bitch, if 720 is what she wants, she's too fucking low for me. I got way higher than 720. There's not a lot going right with me, but my credit score is fucking pristine. Lick my dick. And then she goes, she wants freedom and attention? She's going to be a demanding bitch. That's all I know. Oh my God, I need to do whatever the hell I want, but when I need attention from you, you better be around. Yeah, fuck you, I'm not a cuck, bitch. Eat ass! So I want to know, what self-respecting dude would respond to that? You have zero self-respect if you respond to a fucking dating app like this. Now, this dating app, every dating app has pictures, right? You need to have pictures. As shallow as that might sound, you need to have pictures because they're like, you can look at someone's profile and you're like, all right, yeah, this and that. But then if you're like not physically attracted to them, then you need to be on a website just called like Friends, whatever, right? Friends with no benefits. How about that? Because when you're on a dating site, the object is always to go to Pound Town. You want to go to Pound Town. But you want to do it with somebody that you can fucking, you like at least, right? Am I wrong? It's weird to me when people are like, oh my God, you're being shallow. I don't think I'm being shallow necessarily in that like I need to be like physically attracted to somebody. Stop being dumb. This woman was not a fucking 10. She was fine. She was like a 6 or a 7 in my eyes. But I was like, you're being really demanding for a woman who's not like super fucking hot. I just thought it was so fucking weird. Just so weird. And then I saw another one later today that I'm looking at it. And I'm just like, are you fucking shitting me? Because I'm like, okay, I'm with you. She's like, I'm very down to earth and easy to get along with. But demand somebody who can communicate daily, it's a must or no go. And I get that too, right? Communication in all relationships is key. You need to have that, right? Like, I get it. As a dude, I would want that. Like, I don't, I've never been a fan of the silent treatment, right? Silent treatment is shit. Like, if you're mad at me, just fucking tell me why you're mad at me. Don't fucking, like, storm away or whatever, this or that. It's fucking, it's ridiculous. It's juvenile. So I'm with her, but then she immediately goes, and this is in all caps, and you must be good looking and in shape. Oh my God. All right, well, first off, I don't know what's good looking, right? Like, I don't know. I think in the traditional sense, I always feel like I'm a six. I'm a little better than average. And the reason I would say I'm better than average is because I'm tall. I'm 6'5". And so I think immediately I'm a six because of height. Now, I know there's a lot of dudes out there who fucking hate it, but I don't make the fucking rules. I don't make the rules. Chicks dig tall dudes. I don't know what to tell you. I'm immediately a six. But then I didn't fucking do anything with the height. I'm just, I was born a six and I'll die a six. I'll never get better. I suppose I could get worse. And with old age, probably. But I'm a six. So I don't know what that means. And I'm like, I'm in okay shape. Clearly I've been in better shape. It just fucking gets harder the older you get. And again, I'm looking at this lady too. And I'm like, who the fuck are you, lady? Who the fuck are you? It's just unfucking real. So I posted this shit on social media. And I will continue to post this shit on social media because I find it hilarious. I found it hilarious. And there was a woman today, again, another woman, who, I kind of like what she was writing, and she was a pretty woman. But then, oh my God, then it was like, I voted for Trump and I'm conservative and I'm a Christian and I didn't get vaccinated. And I'm like, da, 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 da. Like, I don't know what the term is. Like, she's wasn't necessarily a Karen, but what is the term for like a real conservative woman like that? Like, just, she just came across as being like bitchy about it. Right. And then I was scrolling through her pictures. There's a picture of this woman. And she's proudly showing this tattoo that she got. It's in her entire left forearm of the American flag. And it's got "We the People" in like the fucking script that they use for the, I don't know, what was that? The fucking Constitution. "We the People." Because she described herself as a patriot as well. And I hate the fact that the word patriot has been co-opted by right-wing nut jobs. Trust me, everybody. Just because you fucking believe in guns and God and you hate people who aren't white doesn't mean you're a fucking patriot. It means you're a fucking cuck. So she's got, and I'm just looking at this picture and I'm like, oh, what the fuck's wrong with you? We the people. She forgets the part where it's like, we means more than just you. We the people doesn't mean like white heterosexual people. There's more to the we part than that. Like, I will acknowledge it. Am I a heterosexual white person? Yep, sure am. But I am understanding that we includes a lot of other people than just yours truly. And so when I see shit like that, I'm like, oh my God, there's a reason you're single. Although there has to be a dating site for MAGA people, right? It's probably called like MAGA fuck, MAGA sex, MAGA sluts. I'd take a peek at MAGA sluts just to see. There's no problem with window shopping in the MAGA slut store. Oh my God, I saw this new fucking MAGA slut. She had this We the People tattoo all down her fucking forearm. No, I don't have any tattoos at all. How long do you think a tattoo like that would take? It seems to me like it would take a while, right? And does it hurt? Like, I don't, I'm assuming on like your forearm it doesn't hurt a whole lot, but I'm curious. I'm never going to get one. I'll say that out loud too. But it's just funny to me. Let me know. All right. Should I actually fucking look at some shit that I fucking found? Let's see. How to spot fake AI deep fakes. Let's see. Oh, my God. Someone in a cemetery, they buried a man on top of another unrelated woman. They're like, well, we're running out of space. Let's just do bunk beds with fucking coffins. Tips for improving life longevity. Fuck that shit. How to turn off your smartphone locator. All right, let's do the fucking, where was it? How to spot AI deepfakes, because I feel like so many people get fucking faked out by shit. Now, there always seemingly is an easy way. Like, it seems like AIs can't do, like, feet and hands. So if you look at pictures and you look at the hands and whatever, and you're like, oh, my God, this is fake. All right. Let me see here. How to spot a deep fake. In the early days of deep fakes, the technology was far from perfect and often left telltale signs of manipulation. Fact checkers have pointed out images with obvious errors like hands with six fingers or eyeglasses that have differently shaped lenses. Yep, that always gives it away. There are a lot of things that we need to look for, though. A lot of AI deepfake photos, especially people, have an electronic sheen to them. An aesthetic sort of smoothing effect that leaves skins looking incredibly polished. Yup. Check the consistency of shadows and lighting. Often the subject is in clear focus and appears convincingly lifelike, but elements in the backdrop might not be so realistic. Which, you know, that always gives things away. Look at the faces. If you suspect video of a person speaking has been doctored, look at the mouth. Do the lip movements match the auto perfectly? Cybersecurity company Norton says algorithms might not be sophisticated enough yet to generate individual teeth. So a lack of outlines for individual teeth could be a clue. Sometimes you need to look at the bigger picture. All of the context. The Pointer Journalism website advises that if you see a public figure doing something that seems exaggerated, unrealistic, or not in character, it's probably a deep fake. For example, would the Pope really be wearing a luxury puffer jacket as depicted in a notoriously fake photo? Yeah, it doesn't seem like the Pope would do that. The Pope seemingly has probably the least amount of fashion sense out of most people in the world. You can use AI to fight AI. I'd like to see that in the goddamn octagon. I would like to see that fucking movie as opposed to a remake of Roadhouse. AI versus AI. This time it gets real deep fake. There are tools online that promise to sniff out fakes if you upload a file or paste a link to the suspicious material. But some, like Microsoft's Authenticator, are only available to selected partners and not the public. So there you go. Those are things. I don't know. Sometimes I look at shit and then I'm like, I don't know if this is real or not. I'm just like, I'm going to assume it's fake, right? I'm just going to assume everything is fake until you can prove it's real. And I suppose, like, I have a Google phone. I got the Google Pixel, so it's got the Google Lens on it. I don't know if Android users or iPhone users can get the Google Lens app or not, but I've used that to check out shit, and that seemingly is helpful. It's a weird world where fucking a lot of that shit just pops up, and it does convince people, and it's usually, like, older people, and I realize, like, I'm becoming older, so I'm like, am I getting scammed? Are you fuckers trying to scam me? And that's happened, like, on the dating stuff. I've attempted to be catfished on more than one occasion. And so it's me just needing to be fucking aware. And again, so much of this shit's like, I'm not doing a damn thing until we actually meet in person. Once we meet in person, then I'm like, oh, you are a real human being. Then we can fucking discuss whatever, but yeah, it's fucking crazy. All right, should we do the whole... I guess I want to talk about this, too. This is not deep fake or... It was manipulation. And this is the shit that irks me in this day and age where there's, like, the influencers. And there is a... people are like, I'm an influencer on Instagram. I'm an influencer on TikTok or whatever. And it's like, if you give me free meals, I'll promote you or I'll do this or that. Or I'm like, oh, my God, you pissed me off. I'm gonna do like the whole, it's the internet version of do you know who I am kind of thing. And the answer should always be like, no, I don't know who the fuck you are. Go fuck yourself, right? So this happened in Chicago at a bar called the Hubbard Inn. And there was this I don't know if I can call her a TikTok star or not. But there's this TikTok person, Julia Real. What a fucking name. Real. R-E-E-L. She basically was saying that the bar, they like kicked her and her friends out. And she, they were aggressive and they threw her down the stairs. And they just kind of grabbed her and like, oh my God, we didn't do fucking anything. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And she's saying this. And so everybody was getting pissed off at the bar because, you know, this is a young, attractive lady on TikTok. And she's fucking venting and da-da-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da-da. In her TikTok video, she claimed that she and her friends were assaulted by security guards in a second floor bathroom in the early mornings of March 10th. So they're grabbing us immediately. They don't even give us a chance to walk out on our own. I'm immediately grabbed by this man and he's grabbing my arm and he's pushing me. He's manhandling me. I'm just pushed down. He sends me flying down the staircase. The guard then takes me a second time and shoves me again and sends me flying down the rest of the stairs. She called it the craziest experience she'd ever been in and completely and utterly ridiculous. And she told other people in Chicago to avoid the restaurant. She apparently also filed a police report claiming she visited a local hospital in the aftermath and was treated for a bruised up arm and head. But here's the problem with everything that she said. She's full of shit. That's the problem. Because remember, everybody, when you're out in public, remember that you are fucking being filmed. There is a camera somewhere. And trust me, in bars and restaurants, there are cameras everywhere. Why? Because... they want to fucking avoid horse shit like this. When shit goes down, they fucking want to know what's going on and who did what. Because they released the security footage. And everything that this bitch said did not fucking happen. The security guards never touched her. They never threw her down the stairs. They were not fucking physically aggressive to her. So I think, if I was reading this correctly, they're coming after this bitch because they're saying that they lost like $30,000 in lost revenue because people were canceling their reservations. Yeah. And I can't blame them. This is what, like, normally when I see shit like this, I'm like, yeah, fuck that place. Fuck them. But then the place is like, no, this lady's a bitch. This lady's a bitch. And I'm like, all right, I'm now with them. I'm now with the restaurant. Let's see. Hold on a minute. I'm sorry, I got lost in this. The owner, Rossi, was forced to file the suit after Attorneys for Real uploaded another video attacking our establishment. We're a small business and the staff is family, which is why we had no choice but to take this step. So they're suing this bitch. Real, the chick, her attorneys claim the restaurant's footage presents a misleading narrative and urge the public to avoid a rush to judgment and or victim shaming. They said the video footage has an unexplained 2-minute gap and does not show the part of the staircase where Real was allegedly pushed. Attorneys for Rossi also noted that in the suit that the edited footage has a 45-second gap. It does not show 8 steps of the staircase. As of Monday, nobody had been arrested in an viral incident. I'm still going to go with the restaurant in this, everybody, because I'm watching it, and at no point was anybody aggravated. There was no point where any of the girls were bruised or brushed or anything. There's video of them walking outside as well, too. And none of them, like, if you got thrown down the stairs, you'd probably be a little fucking agitated. So, I mean, I can't explain as to why there's fucking missing time. But I'm like, no. And that's why I hate these fucking influencers. Like, there was something about, God, this was a while ago. Somebody brought it to my attention, but an influencer was going after like a small town pizzeria and down in like southern Michigan, and they were down in like Kalamazoo area somewhere, and they were just getting hammered by this fucking asshole and all his legions of fans. You know, that would be like Howard Stern going, yeah, fuck this pizzeria, and then all the fucking Howard Stern fans be like, yeah, fuck this pizzeria, 1 star, da 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 da. And I'm like, ah, oh, fucking hell. So I hate influencers. Apparently, I saw some article saying that Gen Z is getting sick and tired of influencers. I'm like, thank God. Let this shit die. Let these talentless hacks fucking die on the vine. There's never been an influencer who's ever had any kind of fucking talent of any kind. Because if they had any kind of talent, they wouldn't be a fucking influencer. They'd be doing whatever they wanted to do. They'd be the athlete, the singer, the actor, or whatever. They wouldn't be, you can't see me air quoting, an influencer. Ugh, they're gross. Influencers are hack shit fucks who know how to edit film. That's about it. So fuck Julia Reels. All right, that's it. I'm done. Fuck me. I'm done. If you guys can do me a solid, like the Facebook page, like the Twitter page, that's where you will hear clips of the day. Send in my listener, Jason. He finds something funny in a video, in a podcast. He sends me a little clip, and then I post it. Simple as that. So if you guys could do that, that'd be great. If you could rate, review, subscribe, that would be awesome. Helps, apparently. I guess, whatever. Make me an influencer. If you can check out my TeePublic store, check out my Mercari store. I got lots of shit for sale. And if you guys would like a Elemental Podcast t-shirt, I got one for sale on the TeePublic store. So, and you can buy a t-shirt, a hoodie, a magnet, a coffee mug, a sticker, whatever. So if you guys feeling so inclined, that would be awesome. If you can't find the link, let me know and I will send you the link. And then if you can do the 7 things, if you head over to Facebook, check out the Sunday Slaw. That's Adam and 70 House. They're a married couple and they love doing a lot of stuff together. And one of the things they love doing is eating coleslaw. So they go and they find coleslaw. And they do Facebook Live videos of themselves eating coleslaw. And then they tell you if it was good or not. So go check out their page, The Sunday Slaw. And then they also do a podcast. A podcast. Because that's what we need, everybody. We need more podcasts. It's called The Forced Entry Podcast. And it is incredibly relatable. Because it's about marriage and parenting and jobs. Everything that you do. And they talk about it. So give their... give their page on Facebook a like, The Forced Entry Podcast, and then you can listen to the podcast on Spotify. So do that, please. Check out Magic JBM. That's John Midgley. He has a page for all of his magic stuff. So you like magic. I like magic. Hi, Sadie Dog. Sadie Dog likes magic. Everybody likes magic. So please go like their page or his page, Magic JBM. Check out West Michigan Trading Cards and Sports Memorabilia. It's a place where you can buy cards, trade cards, sell cards, show off cards, whatever you want, any other kind of sports paraphernalia. So you don't need to live in West Michigan. You just need to answer the 4 questions because it is a group and not a page. So answer the 4 questions. then you're in, and then you can do what you want. West Michigan Trading Cards and Sports Memorabilia. And then last but not least, Extra Levels Gaming. It's a video game store in Holt, Michigan, and odds are pretty good you do not live near Holt, Michigan. But if you're a gamer or know a gamer, and I'm sure you probably are one or the other or both, it is a good place where you can go get games, because they got old games, new games, games for any kind of system that you play. So support the small guy and buy some games from Extra Levels Gaming, please. Then we got on Instagram, Bear Boards and Tables, my buddy Mark. He makes a lot of cool things out of wood, and he takes pictures of them, and he posts it on his Instagram page. And there he's got a link to his Mercari store, because the stuff that he makes, he puts up for sale. So go check out his Instagram page. Go check out his Mercari store. Buy something from him. If you don't see anything you like, let him know what you do like, and he can probably make it for you. So again, Bear Boards and Tables, Bear Like a Grizzly, Bear Boards and Tables on Instagram. And last but not least, we got Matt Harper Art. He is on TikTok and Instagram. Matt was making a lot of stuff. He's not currently, so what you can do to support him is go like the pages on Instagram and TikTok. Make him an influencer on TikTok. But he does have a comedy show that he's producing and promoting. It'll be happening on May 4th in Hastings, Michigan at the Waldorf, what is it, a pub? Bar? Cafe? Hotel? It's the Waldorf in Hastings, Michigan. Now, I don't know who's on it. Matt hasn't told me yet. But circle the date, everybody. Circle the date. May 4th, Hastings, Michigan. You're going to head on down there and see a great show. And I'm going to remind you again about my Patreon. And the live episode is on Saturday, April 13th. Circle that date as well, too. Come on out. That baby's going to be free. We'll have a good time. So that's it. I'm done, everybody. I am done. Thank you for listening. I will be back tomorrow for a Patreon. Apparently, it's going to snow like a motherfucker tomorrow. Oh, my God. Snow like a motherfucker. It's going to snow like a motherfucker. But I'll be doing the Patreon tomorrow. Otherwise, I'll see you on Monday for the next freebie. All right, guys. We'll see you. Thanks for listening. Talk to you later. Okay, bye. Bruh.